Hello everyone, welcome back to another installment of All Whack. So, today's topic, we are going to talk about saving money. Now, I know sometimes money can be a touchy subject for some people, which is totally understandable. Sometimes just managing money can be stressful for yourself and for your family and, you know, everyone involved. But these are things that have helped me save money. Just, I am a single female. I don't do a lot. I still live at home, and I want to travel and do the things that I want to do. And, you know, saving money helps me do the things that I would like to do. So, some tips that I have. I have been trying to hone in on specific ones that really do work for me personally. These might not work for everyone, and that's totally fine. You kind of have to play around with it, see what works for you, and just really find your groove with saving money. So, a tip from my dad, spend less than you make. And sometimes this can be difficult if you are moved out and you pay rent and maybe you have a pet. You know, you have all these extra expenses. You pay for a car, insurance, you know, there's just general life things that are expensive. And so spending less than you make can be slightly difficult, especially if you're only paying for the necessary life things and then you don't have extra money to do extra fun things. So I started by just saving $5 bills. I would get a $5 bill, or even ones. I would say fives and ones are mainly what I saved. And that really built up like this small little, I just put it in a container and I had like a small little quote unquote savings account in my room. No interest, which was kind of bad, but at the same time, it's like I had just money that was just sitting there and I could use it anytime I needed. But then I took it a step further from that. So if I got any form of money in cash form, I would just save it in this little container. And then I would get just this little built up savings. And sometimes I did put it in my savings account. Sometimes I was actually saving up for something. And then that way, that was just an easier way for me to save money. And so I just keep it in this little tin thing that's in my room and it's just in plain sight and, you know, lots of people see it and they don't know that it's what's in it. Sorry, I am kind of sick, so forgive my voice and my sniffling, but thanks for being here. Another thing that really helped me is when I had change, I would save that. So I would also save that. I save that in like a glass container. Or, you know, something that was see-through so I could actually, that one you can see the progress of how you're doing on saving change. And that can sometimes be difficult because I use my debit card a lot of the time. So I don't really, you know, sometimes have cash or change. I rely on cash for like Christmas and birthdays. So that's where I get that from. But saving your change can be awesome because when you fill up said container, I use like the Voss water bottles that were glass. And those, I love those. Those were great for saving up change. And then after I filled one up, I would count it. And then if I was like, oh, well, I guess I could just start a new whole jar and keep that one or just, you know, cash it out, put in my savings, or, you know, pay for something that I need to pay for, like, you know, getting my oil changed in my car or something. And then I would start again and have this whole new plethora of change. But that can be fun too, because you can separate it in so you have a jar for your pennies, dimes, nickels, quarters, you know, that kind of thing. That can be kind of fun to do that. You know, try to make saving money fun because it's fun spending money, but it can be fun saving money. I don't know, just trying to be uplifting and encourage everyone. You can save money. You can do it too. And another way that I like to save money is for Christmas and birthdays, or if, you know, sometimes, I don't know, my family's kind of weird. Sometimes we celebrate Easter, sometimes we don't. But my parents go, "What do you want?" And I go, "I don't know. I really don't know." So I just ask for gift cards to different places. And my dad hates giving gift cards. He thinks they're really impersonal, which I completely understand that, because it's like he wants to give you something thoughtful that, you know, he knows will mean a lot to you. He's that type of person, and he just hates giving gift cards. But I tell him, I'm like, "Dad, honestly, I have no idea what I actually want as a physical thing other than gift cards, because that's money I don't have to spend getting gas or food or, you know, clothes sometimes. But I do a lot of thrift shopping, so I don't really get gift cards for clothing places. But like Barnes & Noble, he'll get me gift cards for Barnes & Noble, and yeah, for gas, and like at Safeway or Fred Meyer, different places like that. Then that's money I don't have to spend on necessities, or, you know, Target. Target's a great place too. You know, money you don't have to spend on necessities. And then you don't necessarily have to spend the extra money that you now have on extra things. But you can save that money for general savings, or if you're saving for a trip, or you want to buy a new car or a house or whatever you want to do, you can now save that money because your necessities are paid for a 2-week period or however long, you know, and every little bit counts. I always tell my family too, they go, "What do you want?" And I go, "A gift card." So like literally if it's a $1 or $5 gift card, I don't care. That's less that I have to spend on something that I actually need. And if you're one of those people that just loves to shop, that's totally fine. Shop, do what you want to do. But always look out for sales. I know it's really tempting, especially when I used to shop all the time. It was really tempting for me to just go out to Forever 21 or H&M or whatever and see something that I really liked, and it would be, you know, like $25 or $30, and then I would just get it. Because that was before I really was like, okay, I should probably like hone down on these things and really crack down on myself and be like, okay, self, you don't really need that $30 sweater, because you could probably find something similar at like Goodwill or a consignment store, or, you know, something, you know, cheaper and less expensive, you know, just other synonyms that you can think of. So look out for the sales, because you can oftentimes you find a lot of the good stuff in the sales, because I find a lot of, like, when it's getting into the spring and summertime, that's when all the sweaters and, you know, hoodies, long sleeve shirts, cardigans, you know, all those things go on sale. So it's like I could look for, you know, things for next fall or winter and not have to buy it, and I'll have it. Plus, I'm always cold, so I will have plenty of sweaters, and I'll be a happy person. So look out for clothing sales. Sometimes, too, at Safeway, it's different at every Safeway, but sometimes there's like a little clearance section in the back of the Safeway, and sometimes you find bread and like peanut butter, and they're not even expired. They're just like somebody dropped the plastic peanut butter jar, and now the like bottom part is like sunk into the jar. It's like, oh, that really affects the quality of that peanut butter, so now we're going to make it 50% off. It's like, are you kidding me? No, it does not. The peanut butter will taste the same. The jar is just messed up. That's all. You know, and then you get the peanut butter and you have peanut butter and you're good to go. You got your peanut butter for 50% off. Sometimes they have allergy medication, which is really good for me because I'm allergic to the outdoors. So that's a wonderful thing. You know, it just depends on the Safeway. And I know Fred Meyer has stuff like that too. And they oftentimes have a lot of bread. And I know right now Safeway's also doing the Monopoly thing. So you get like coupons and stuff. I don't think the coupons are always that great, but sometimes they are. So just, I mean, do the Monopoly. You don't even have to, like, do it for all the prizes and stuff, because there are prizes that you can get with the Monopoly board. That's just a lot of work for some people. I get it. But if you just, like, tear off the actual coupon thing that are on the little Monopoly tickets, then, like, sometimes you get decent ones, and they're pretty nice. And then Safeway. I don't know about Fred Meyer because I don't go to Fred Meyer as much, but Safeway has the Just For You, and if you get the Safeway app, you just hook it up with your Safeway membership, and that's totally free, by the way. It just Safeway is a free membership. Fred Meyer is too, but on the Safeway Just For You, they have like weekly different sales or coupons or whatever. So it all you have to do is like hit the check mark or something, and it'll load it to your number. So then when you check out and you type in your phone number, it'll give you that discount on whatever that item is. And also, if you have the app in store, they have like on, I know a lot of the time it's on like the Simply Orange or whatever, the Simply orange juice, and it'll have a Just For You tag on it, and then you can scan that with the Safeway app and it'll give you that discount. I do that a lot with milk, and like sometimes they have it for bread, sometimes they have it for like the fruits and vegetables, which is really nice. So I use that a lot, and I think that's a great tool. And I mean, use your parents. If you still have your parents, I mean, you can use that. But if you have a Safeway membership, then I mean, you get points towards getting money off gas and things like that. So I really like Safeway. Safeway is a great tool for like just general. I mean, sometimes it's not a lot of savings, but that not a lot will add up to a lot. So highly recommend doing that. I don't know as much about the Fred Meyer one, so you'd probably have to look into that more. It might work the same way. I have no idea. That's a great question. I would look into that if you don't have a Safeway in your area, or Fred Meyer's closer, or, you know, however that's easiest for you. Highly recommend. And then if there's something that you want to buy, may it be like a car. Well, no, I'm going to make the exception on this for a car, but maybe like a Polaroid camera, because I'm wanting to get a new Polaroid camera. I want to get a regular like Canon camera. And so a good rule of thumb on that, I think I heard this from The Minimalist, is if you can buy it twice, then you can afford it. If you cannot buy it twice, you can't afford it. So to me, that means like upfront, if something costs $200, but you can't pay for a $200 item twice upfront, you can't afford it, which I think is a pretty good rule of thumb. But also if you work and then each paycheck, you're like, all right, I'm going to take out $20 and then put it over here so that it is specifically saved for this, then I think that's a good method too, if you want to go that route. But if not, a good rule of thumb is if you can buy it twice. But I will make the exception for a car, because, you know, if you need a car, you need a car. There's just no getting around it, because people use cars. You need the transportation. You got to get to work. You got to get to where you're going. And a car is a good thing to have. And, you know, buying it twice is just probably not realistic for a lot of people. And that's totally fine. So that is pretty much all that I have for you guys. So if you have any tips, or if you've tried any of these, how did they work out for you? I'm genuinely curious to know. If you have other tips on how to save money, please let me know, because I'm always looking for new ways, because I want to do some traveling and that costs money. And just always remember, because I live at home, I try to remember too, when I spend money, I kind of feel guilty about it. I'm like, I just spent $40, but it's like on clothes, you know, it's like I need clothing. I've grown out of clothing, or my dogs ate my shirt, or, you know, it's like I need clothing to wear on my body. So I just always keep in mind too, and, you know, I want to take a trip to California. It's like your money will come back, your time will not. So if you're concerned about like a trip costing a lot of money, try not to. I mean, try to make it try to minimize as much stress as you can. So if it's really, really stressing you out, like, oh my God, this is going to cost me, you know, the plane ticket and, you know, staying there at like a hotel or Airbnb or whatever. And then, you know, if I'm going to Disneyland or whatever, then the park ticket, it's like, that's going to cost me $800 just to do all those things. And that doesn't include food, souvenirs, you know, gas to get around, that kind of a thing. Just try to minimize it as much as you can. Maybe plan when you're going to buy each thing, each plane ticket, each hotel, or, you know, your park ticket. Just kind of plan when you're going to do that so then you can manage it a little bit more. And if that's really stressing you out, maybe reevaluate taking the trip if you're just really having money problems. There's nothing wrong with that. But do remember that money will be replenished, but your time will not. So I'm going to leave you guys with that, and I hope that really helped you out. And just remember, stay groovy and save money, and you got this. I believe in you, and it's a difficult journey, but we are all on the same one, and it'll happen. That was cheesy, and I liked it. So... thank you everyone for listening today, and I hope you have a great week.